So this is Joe Healy. We're going to take a look today at the Orlando SQL Saturday. This was the 21st SQL Saturday in their chain of events. Beautiful day, October 17th in Orlando, Florida. I'm having a conversation today with SQL Server Orlando user group leader Andy Warren. I believe you're also on the board of SQL Pass, and you're a MVP in SQL Server, Microsoft MVP as well.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'm just honored to be talking to someone of your illustrious stature. And topic of the conversation here is the recent SQL Saturday that just happened. Can you tell me a little bit about the event? What's SQL Saturday all about?
Well, SQL Saturday is a lot like a code camp. It's a free one-day event for SQL Server professionals. We just try to put together a lot of good speakers, give everybody a good day of free training. So this is the third time we've done it in Orlando. This year we had right at 400 people sign up and about 230 attend on Saturday. We had about 50 different speakers and 54 total sessions that we presented.
Wow. Over 200 people on a Saturday in Orlando. This was October 17th, so beautiful time of the year, and really a fantastic crowd showed up. People there seemed really pragmatic. A lot of get her done, let's do some work and let's learn some stuff type people. Seems like a different crowd in a way than like a normal code camp, which you kind of compared it to.
You know, I think there's a little bit of difference. I think I've always told people that the crowd of people at SQL Saturday strikes me as a very happy crowd, which maybe seems a little unusual because DBAs are fairly serious people by their job titles. But I attribute a lot of it to the fact that there's kind of a dearth of training, and so the chance to get together and spend some time with peers and just talk shop and do all that, I think does bring out that fun but pragmatic approach that they have, that they know that as long as they get some value out of it, it's going to be a good day for them.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I talked from everybody who's running, from SQL Express to, one guy with 16 terabytes of data that was there. So the full spread was definitely in play.
Absolutely. Beginners to experts, there's no doubt. We get the spectrum.
So where'd you have the event?
It was at Seminole Community College. They've actually changed their name to Seminole State College. But they've been our host for the last 3 years. Been great sponsors about that.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it seemed like an awesome facility, and the school was definitely into it. Big thank you on that one. You had attendees come from all over. I noticed that. You know what the furthest anyone came from was?
The furthest was Buck Woody from Washington. He's actually one of your guys from Microsoft.
That's right.
And he came down to participate. But other than that, I know we had somebody from Atlanta. I don't remember hearing about anybody from further than that. I know in previous years we had somebody from Charlotte that drove down.
I do know some.
Definitely not uncommon for people to travel to see us.
I do know some of your speakers came from a long ways away because who's the gentleman from Baton Rouge?
Patrick LeBlanc.
Patrick LeBlanc was there, and then the great one himself, Joe Chelko, was there.
Yep, he's from Austin. We had Kevin Klein and Joe Webb from Nashville.
Pretty illustrious group there.
Absolutely.
Also a number of book authors I saw. So I saw Jeffrey Garbus, Brian Knight, Scott Klein. Any other book authors I might have missed?
Kevin Klein, for sure. Joe Webb, I don't remember. I thought he had done something. Ken Simmons was there. Ken participated in a book. So quite a few book authors, but I'll be honest, I didn't count. I know we did have 9 MVPs on the schedule.
Wow, 9 MVPs. That's pretty cool. I'll probably hit you up for a separate list of those. Because I know neither one of us can do them off the top of our head. But
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, a lot of great folks there. What was kind of the high points of the event for you? Because it just struck me as a really fun, successful event.
You know, it was really a great week for us. Friday night was a lot of fun. We typically try to have a speaker get together because usually some of the speakers come in from out of town and they don't have necessarily anything to do on Friday night and they want the chance to network. So we had about 25 people that met and we really had a great time. We talked literally for about 4 hours about everything from SQL to PASS to just life in general. And it was a good chance to connect with some new people and reconnect with some old friends.
Talking to a lot of the speakers, I think I've found that the value for them is actually in the speaker social the night before, because it's a chance for them to interact with essentially a lot of their peers that are out there. And the speakers themselves really find the pre-socials incredibly valuable.
I think they do. I don't think that's all the value for them, but I think that's part of the value equation, is it is a chance to spend some time with peers who are interested in speaking or blogging or writing books, and to share some ideas. You know, most of them know each other online. A lot of the times they haven't actually met in person.
Very cool. So, when's your next SQL Saturday?
I think right now we've got a few scheduled for next year. I think the next one that will happen for sure is going to be in Tampa.
Oh, cool.
And it's either going to be the last month of January or the last week of January, the first week of February. I'm expecting Brian Knight to do one in Jacksonville in May. But I'm guessing we will have 10 to 15 next year. We're in early conversations with some people in Chicago. The guys in Dallas are working on one. They've had just trouble getting the venue on a date that didn't fall on Super Bowl Sunday or the MVP week or things like that. But I really think we'll probably have 10 to 15 SQL Saturdays next year, mainly around the Southeast, but we're definitely starting to slowly inch our way into the Midwest.
I'd point out, you did say 10 to 15 SQL Saturdays next year. That's pretty impressive. How many have you had so far? Didn't even ask you that.
We've had 29 so far.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive. So where do you see SQL Saturdays going in the future? Is this something that's going to keep growing, you think?
I certainly hope so. You know, one of the things that we've tried to do is not reinvent the wheel. You know, for Code Camps, I think a lot of the fun for Code Camps is building the Code Camp site and building everything together, but that adds a big chunk of time and expense to it. In the SQL Server world, we're not as interested in building the website. We just want to run the event and spend more time with people, you know, because we're not code guys as such. So really our goal is to try to keep taking those lessons learned and folding them back in to make it easier and easier for people to run events. For example, when I talked to Patrick LeBlanc, he ran one up in Baton Rouge just a couple months ago, and he had about 200 attendees. And he said for him, having the website in a box just ready to go made the difference between doing it and not doing it.
He's a sharp guy, really impressive guy, and I really enjoyed talking with him at the event as well. Glad he came over. When you head over to support his event, you need to throw me in the car. We'll head over there and get our Cajun on.
Absolutely. Patrick's a good guy. He's growing. You know, he's not an MVP yet, but I could definitely see him getting to that point in sometime the next 1 or 2 years, because he's working hard to do good things.
That's one thing I liked. There were a lot of people at that event that were, quote, not MVPs yet, and they were definitely of the caliber that I can see them making it in the next year or so. So we got to get on that and work down that MVP program and get some of these great community types in there. Well, cool. Anything else you want to add about the SQL Saturday? Just really seemed to be an awesome event, and anything you want to add there?
You know, I think maybe a couple things. One is, you know, we're still trying to figure out the perfect formula, but what I like is, in general, people are very tolerant if we don't get things exactly right. You know, if we run out of coffee, mm-hmm. if we have a little minor glitch on the room assignments, I really appreciate that for the most part people are tolerant and understand that it's all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid for that.
Whenever someone gripes, I always like to say full refunds are available.
Absolutely. I can still understand somebody getting frustrated when something's not right. That's human and that's normal. But in general, I really like that people, not only are they fairly tolerant, but a lot of times they will jump in and help us fix whatever's wrong. For me, one of the highlights of the day is lunch, especially here in Orlando, because in October the weather's fairly moderate and we actually have lunch outside on the grass.
And yeah.
That is just such a great transition from that kind of high pressure, you're really zoomed in during sessions, to just kind of stop and decompress for an hour and talk shop. And we spend a lot of time trying to get people talking to each other and get them in some groups and not just everybody sitting by themselves. The other part is, I'd just like to add to this, is thanks to the sponsors. Confio, Redgate come through for us again this year, helping us with money and some giveaways, and the college. We just couldn't have done the event without them, and especially for Confio and Redgate, they've been great supporters across all the events during the past year, and we've come to really rely on that support.
Well, sounds like you got the machine well greased, well oiled, and I'm looking forward to seeing more events in Florida in particular coming up. This has been Joe Healy talking with Andy Warren about SQL Saturday in Orlando on October 17th, an awesome event. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
So that was a look at SQL Saturday number 21 in Orlando, Florida. Special thanks to Andy for putting this all together. He rocks, and I'm really looking forward to the next one. Y'all have a great day. I'm Joe Healy, jhealy@microsoft.com, if you want to send me the nasty or something nice.